There is simply no explanation, in my view, for this, bar the fact that energy companies are price gouging Irish customers. We've been raising this with the Irish government now for months on months, that energy prices should be coming down. Across Europe, we all know that energy prices went up, as they did in Ireland during the war in Ukraine and beforehand. But since October last year, energy prices had peaked in Europe and have started to drop, and drop at a very quick scale. In Ireland, energy prices have not dropped at all, and indeed last month they continued to increase. It's not acceptable, and that's why I wrote to the Commissioner for Regulation of Energy Utilities and asked them to carry out an in-depth investigation into the potential of price gouging within the sector. I'm glad that they corresponded with me this week, saying that they're further looking into my correspondence. But we also need government to act and to take these companies to heel.
We're seeing that families are struggling with the cost of living. There's calls for free school books to be introduced to secondary level. Why isn't government stepping in whenever this is clearly something that is impacting every person right around Ireland?
Well, look, energy prices is one of the biggest pressures that's facing down on households. And before this crisis started, before energy prices started to skyrocket right across Europe, we already had one of the highest energy costs in Europe. So Irish consumers are at a more disadvantaged, but there is no explanation why we have seen massive drops right across Europe, and yet we are still seeing us at stubbornly high prices. We've had the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar coming out earlier this year saying he would take action if energy companies didn't reduce the prices. Well, they haven't reduced the prices, and yet Leo Varadkar is sitting in on his hands. The government is sitting on his hands. It's left to myself and Sinn Féin and the opposition to bring this to the attention of the Commissioner of Regulators and ask them to carry out investigations into the type of what I believe is price gouging that's going on within the sector. But we need the government to stand up for ordinary citizens, to stand up for consumers, and to ask the hard questions of all of these companies, to be calling them in and to be laying down the law that we expect to see energy prices reduce, and reduce at a fast rate immediately.
As the finance spokesperson, do you believe that there is a simple solution to this, or is this something that would take a while to get in motion to get the prices back down?
Well, I think first of all, we need a government that isn't asleep at the wheel. We need a government that is going to say more than, you know, soft words to these companies. And we need to be looking at the type of actions that can be taken in other areas. We have long proposed the same type of model that exists in Germany and Netherlands and France and elsewhere, where actually consumers would be guaranteed a reduced price of energy. The government turned their nose at that. They dismissed that idea. And lo and behold, everybody in Donegal and elsewhere are left now with some of the highest energy prices in Europe, while all other countries across Europe are seeing dramatic reductions in energy costs. Ireland have seen their energy price going up last month. That is just scandalous, and it is scandalous that we have a government that is unwilling to deal with this, and it's not acceptable in my view.